Welcome to Podcasts Into Avernus. I'm Greg Tito, host of Dragon Talk, the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Fans of D&D have been clamoring to hear more about Baldur's Gate Descent Into Avernus ever since we announced it at D&D Live 2019. To celebrate the launch of this adventure, Daniel Kwan from Asians Represent and Victoria Rogers from the Broadswords put together a group of D&D live play podcasts to create 7 one-shot stories, each focusing on the characters racing through different planes of the multiverse, eventually bringing Celestials, searching for Lulu the Holyphant, to the first layer of the 9 Hells Avernus. By listening to all 7 episodes of Podcast Into Avernus, you'll get tons of background information on important NPCs in the adventure and maybe find 1 or 2 new live play podcasts you might want to follow. To find out more about these groups and Baldur's Gate Descent Into Avernus, available everywhere September 17th, head to dnd.wizards.com/PIA or check out our live video programming on twitch.tv/DND. Have fun listening to this episode of Podcast Into Avernus, brought to you by Dungeons & Dragons and DM'd by Russ Moore, starting on the Plane of Ice.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
I am. I certainly am. I'm with you today, man. And apparently, real excited. I play Thea Amastasia, a high elf druid.
Maybe throw in your level there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am a level 16 high elf druid.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. I play Flint Firebeard. He is a champion fighter who's also level 16. Oh, he's a dwarf, too.
And Carla Maxted.
I am, oh my god, so thrown off. I am a human, is what I was going to say, which is true. I am a human. My character, Nulara Moonbrook, also a human ranger, also level 16.
Welcome, everybody, to this wonderful episode. We are episode 2 for the Wizards of the Coast for their new podcast of leading up to the adventure module Baldur's Gate Descent into Avernus. It's very exciting. We're just glad to be here. Thanks, Wizards.
That's right. Yeah, thanks for having us here. So we totally belong.
Get your game face on.
Oh, yeah,
everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Weird that we all stop smiling when that is not real. Our game face,
it's always smiles.
Is smiling and laughing.
Yeah.
But it's an audio medium, so maybe we're very serious as we're smiling. No, you can hear it. You can still hear it.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay, stop it.
I can't.
Being creepy about
I'm just so excited. Fuck it. Let's play D&D. Flint, Thea, and Nulara. This is an alternate timeline as opposed to our regular timeline of when things happen. So these people are just hanging out in the good old town of Baldur's Gate.
There's some crazy-ass people here, you guys. You see that guy over there? He's juggling cats.
I mean, I knew the cat jugglers of Baldur's Gate were a thing, but, you know, you just don't really know what to expect until you actually see it.
I feel like I should stop him. Should I stop him?
I mean, the cats don't look like they're being hurt at all.
But they don't sound good either, though.
The cat jugglers, it's kind of like a cultural thing. I don't want to... Okay. And I just kind of turn away, because I don't like to see the animals being tossed in the air like that.
You continue walking down the street when out in front of you, a bright light illuminates. The people around you freeze in place. You are able to move yourselves, but you see a portal open in front of you. Small at first, and a tiny mechanical hand pushes its way through, almost like it's trying to pry open the portal in front of you. And it does so, inch by inch, until finally a square-shaped, winged robot creature pushes his way through with an exasperated, "Oh, God! Oh, oh. He dusts himself off. Whew, that was a little bit more work than I'm used to.
Slap my ass and call me a cat juggler. Tibby, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Tibby, oh my God, it's been...
ages, years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Like a thousand years, it feels like. Time moves differently on different planes.
Yeah, I think hot minute probably covers it.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you come from?
Well, I was back in the old plane of Mechanus, and there's some rumblings and some things going on that we gotta get you involved in. But you know, remember how the Mechanus was all blown up and stuff?
Went yeah, back did you there, fix it?
Fixed it.
You bippity, fixed it, Tibby?
Bippity boppity boop.
Like it was easy.
Well, I mean, I had to go back in and like put in like little Easter eggs of things that had to change the timeline to get it to where it is today.
How many do-overs did you use?
A few. But I figured out that whole portal magic thing. A little shaky on it, obviously, because of me pulling it apart there.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed
really
small.
Yeah, it looked like you were trying to get into a Walmart.
Yeah.
On get Black into Friday? A what?
They must have added those since the last time I was on the material plane here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with that, shall we... He snaps his fingers and everybody begins moving back around you. He says, shall we go talk about what needs to happen here?
I guess so.
Sure, something needs to happen?
I told you that when I came through that something needed to happen.
Well,
and you guys are going to be involved. And then I started telling you about the alternate timelines as you... He carries on as you walk through the streets of Baldur's Gate. And it is, if you think of Waterdeep as a large central opolis.
I do love a good opolis.
Baldur's Gate is more of the Frothum City.
Oh, the Frothum City.
Frothum City.
So a bit grittier.
Grittier, a bit darker, kind of a Christopher Nolan-esque feel.
Mm. Right.
That's what
Got
it is.
It.
Yeah. Like everything's in like a gray tone
right.
for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there. A little
sure.
bit of blue. A little bit of blue. But you make it to the Splurgeon Sturgeon.
Is that any relation to the Slammin' Salmon?
You know what? They were partners at one point, okay. but they have since separated ways. You know, family businesses that go way back.
Yes, the salmon went upstream. Fish jokes. Shut up, you guys. Continue.
This is what you get. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
You move in and order a few drinks and sit down at a table. And Tibby's like, you've all been good? The world's still standing.
Well, it's kind of a...
That's cool. That's
a bit
cool.
of a long story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're going to have to go catch up on 83 episodes, 84 episodes, I think, right?
It's about 84 episodes worth of things that have happened since we saw you last.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'll have to go catch up on that sometime. Anyways, I'm here because I've been recruited of sorts by a new... organization. You know how I like to be involved in the organizations.
Is it a crime syndicate, Tibby?
No.
Are
this
you
one's,
a crime boss now?
This one's cool. This
I mean,
one's
usually
cool.
when people refer to things just calling them the organization, it's not a positive thing.
Yeah, it's a little ominous.
I was about to tell you the name before you interrupted me. Thank you. It's the Coalition of Concerned Celestials.
Ah, the CCC.
That's exactly what I have written down beside it right here. You can refer to it as such from this point forward if you don't want to say out the full name, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Gonna have a lot of fun rhyming with that.
There's a big problem down in Avernus. Have you heard of Avernus? It's kind of like the first layer of hell.
No, it doesn't ring a
no,
bell.
No, can't say I've been there.
No,
well, you don't
really.
Have to have been there. You're not even really going there. But the CCC... They've lost Lulu the Holyfont.
I beg your... Excuse me? God bless you.
No. You've heard of Holy... You're a druid. You've heard of Holyfonts?
Holyfonts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Little tiny winged
yes,
elephants are the
yes.
cutest little thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Lulu,
I mean, I was sitting here thinking maybe there's something to do with elephants, but I didn't want to say it because it sounded dumb.
You guys, you're all up on figuring out all the things that are happening in the world, aren't you? Anyways, Lulu, she's down in Avernus, and they need to get her out of there before some certain individuals find out she's there and kind of take her, squish her.
How did she get there?
It's a long story. The whole thing of the matter is, She's down there now. The Coalition of the Concerned Celestials, I should just say CCC, but we're not going to do that now, are we? The whole thing is they got to send some Celestials, three of them, down there, but they can't really go directly there. So they've got to pass it through a whole bunch of planes first. And that's kind of where you folks come in.
Ah, Christ, Timmy, are you going to get us a smuggle of Celestial?
In a sense, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Yes, yeah, we got it. So there's a whole bunch of different adventurers all across different realms and different planes and different worlds, and they've all been kind of brought together to do this. And you guys have, well, I mean, you had a really cool plane. You were early on in the list, and you had a really cool plane in Mechanus, and I could have really helped you out there. Uh-huh. But you kind of got bumped down the list. I think it's because you say bad words off the top of the podcast. Oh. I don't know why.
Well, I think maybe it probably had something to do with Flint's nudity.
Yeah, I mean, that it's never helped us in the past.
Yeah, no, I mean you're fully dressed now, so that's
it's not going to last, though.
Trust me. Where you're going, you're going to want to keep your clothes on, my friend, because you are going to the plane of ice.
Oof. Oh.
Yeah.
Not a plane of, like, sunshine and beaches.
I tried to get you the plane of sunshine and lollipops, uh-huh. Rainbows and unicorns too.
Uh-huh.
But instead, they were like, no, this group specifically, they are really tuned in to being super cold. Super cold all the time. And you know how you went up north and you were pretty cold there?
Yeah, and we did a great job up there, so I can see why they'd want to send us to the ice plane.
I mean, almost two of you died to an ice dragon.
Yep.
Almost. So close.
Mm-hmm. So close.
But that's where they got to send you. So whenever you're ready, I can send you, and then they've got everything kind of set up there. You're gonna meet a good friend of mine. His name is Reginald. He's a little kobold. I say little, but he's kind of bigger than me. Little for you, big for me. He's cool. Yeah, I see the looks you're giving me.
Okay, good, Reginald the kobold, he's cool.
He's cool, yeah, he's good. Anyways, he's going to set you up with whatever you need from there. I was just meant to just be the bearer of good news that you're going to a balmy winter wonderland.
Whoops. Okay, well, hold on a second. I'm sorry. I thought you were asking us if we would like to participate in these shenanigans, and now I feel like it's less of an ask and more of a do. Am I reading this wrong?
Would you be so kind as to grace us with your presence on the plane of ice? We will grant you with big, huge, lovely-looking parkas.
You know what? Since you said it like that, mm-hmm. Tibby, I would love to help.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
You know what? It's just nice to be asked.
If you could just sign this piece of paper right here that says that you're good, don't worry about reading it. It's just that you're all free and clear. You're going to the plane.
Free and clear that, what?
Well, I mean, if you don't do it, they come asking. I mean, less asking like I was so kind to do it and just kind of throw you over there and say, please do this. It, without the, you know, it's, please is just a formality. It's more of a do this.
Yeah. Okay.
We're being voluntold that we are going to the ice plane
because
and getting some...
you do such good work.
Okay. Now hold on a second. What if this mission, for some reason or another, for through no fault of our own, fails, and I'm signing this piece of paper that says I'm sorry? What?
I mean, if it fails, you'll be dead anyways. This piece of paper has no meaning whatsoever.
Excuse me.
Did I say it's very cold?
Just back to the part where you said if we fail, we'll be dead.
I meant if you fail, you'll wish you were in bed.
I don't think
sleepy
that's,
head
that doesn't.
That's not.
Well, I'm convinced.
Oh fuck it, and I sign my John Hancock.
He passes it around the table.
Yeah, I sign it too. Oh, and yeah. So, wait, Reginald's going to give us the coats, or should we get those here before we go?
He's got a full wardrobe outfit. You can do like a whole montage scene, whatever you want to do with him. He really loves that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay, that sounds real fun.
All right, yeah, let's go pretty woman it up.
I was just thinking.
He takes the paper back after you all sign it, rolls it up, and stuffs it into a storage compartment on his body. All right, well, when we're ready, snaps his fingers, and everybody in the room freezes again.
It's really neat. You got to teach me that.
Yeah. Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Fair enough.
You know, another 85 episodes. We'll see how it goes.
Hold on a second. Thea steps out, like, apart from everyone and looks into the camera and is like, I don't know how I got myself into this situation. Things like this always seem to be happening to me. And then I turn back.
Yeah. Flint turn back turns around and adjusts a person's beer to be quite a bit steeper than they'd originally had it, so that when it unpauses, they will get a nice little beer shower in the face.
Nilara, anything you wish? You want to take that guy's cats or, like?
Oh, God. Is one of the cat jugglers of Baldur's Gate in the pub?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
okay, well then,
there.
Yes, I'm going to go and take each of the cats and set them down on the ground.
Excellent.
Several feet away from him. So of if course. They want to run away, they can. The and if they don't, then that's great. I'm glad they've chosen an entertainment lifestyle for themselves.
Right? Maybe they're being properly compensated.
Maybe.
Well, you folks, it's been a slice. And he pulls out a small device that looks like it begins to steam in his hand. And he presses what you can presume is a button on it. And it shatters into many, many small fragments. And a burst of blue energy comes from the center of it. He stands back and a portal begins to form in front of you. And it's almost like a frozen pane of glass as this ice spreads out before you. And beyond it, you can see it's kind of frosted over, but you can see what looks like a very white and plain room. And he says, all right, well, just hop on through and away you go.
I turn to Flint and I go, after you.
All right. Do we just like running start or do we kind of tiptoe through? What's the protocol here?
He knocks at it. It's a heavy thud. You might want to give a run start through there, bud.
All right. So Flint backs up a step or two and kind of runs forward and does like some sort of like action leap as he like heads through the portal.
Make a strength saving throw. Oh, God. Make a strength check. Sorry, not saving throw.
That is a 14.
Flint takes his running start and throws up his arm and underestimating how thick the ice to this portal is, you hear a crack of the ice as you crush into it, but it doesn't give all the way through.
Am I just kind of like three quarters of the way like stuck into this?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Oh.
You guys want a little help?
So I pull out Flame Tongue and I say Muy Caliente and I like just kind of hold it near him, so it's on fire now. Maybe melt some of that ice, loosen it up a little so my friend can bust through.
You do so. Why do you say Muy Caliente?
Just a plain sword till I say Muy Caliente. Then it's a flaming sword.
You start your sword in there and it begins to melt the glass, but the pressure around it and Flint, who is three quarters of the way through, it shatters around him, ice falling to both sides of this portal, and you can now walk freely through.
Oh, I thought we both were just going to tumble in now. An amazing entrance. Reginald, where are you?
I walk over their prone bodies. Like,
and Donnie is with us as well.
Oh, yes. Donnie swoops in from outside. He's like, hey there, guys. I'm a dragon, and sorry about that. I was just seeing a man about some cats in the street. He disappeared. Oh, there he is. Maybe I'll just pick one of these up. And are we
Donnie,
going to the
oh
portal?
My God.
No. We're
no?
going to an ice plane.
I thought you were
going
to talk to
Come
him
on.
About that.
It's frozen, though.
You can't eat pets.
It's like in frozen.
Donnie.
You can't eat pets.
Okay.
It's really upsetting.
Donnie, the gold dragon wormling, sheepishly steps through the portal behind Nulara and Flint. It's fine. It's just a road snack, you know. We're crossing.
No, Donnie.
You know, it's, okay. Where are we going?
Ice? Something to do with ice. I don't know. I wasn't
right
really
here.
Paying attention.
There's not going to be any animals to eat in the ice plant. Okay.
Also, you're cold-blooded. This is going to go well for you.
Yeah, we'll figure that out when we get there, won't we?
Are we there?
Yeah, we're there now.
We went through the portal.
You step forward and fall forward into a white-tiled room. There are chairs set up in rows. At the far end of this room, you see a counter. Doesn't look like there's anybody at it from your viewpoint right now.
Is there a bell?
I was just going to say that.
There is a bell.
Oh, great.
Oh, shit. Thea runs forward in very childlike way is like,
you hear from directly over your shoulder, would you please not do that?
Oh God, Jesus Christ, sorry.
can I help you?
As the portal behind you begins to collapse on itself.
Are you Reginald?
I might be. Who's asking?
Well, Tibby sent us over here.
Said something about a montage and warm jackets?
Uh-huh.
So I'm new Laura, Thea, yep. Flint. Maybe you're expecting cool. us?
Yep, absolutely. Did he give you the password?
No.
CCC.
No, he did not.
That's good, because there was no password. Oh, so I know you'd be lying to me if you told me that there was a password. You see a name tag that says Interplanar TSA that he flips over, and then it says the Coalition of Concerned Celestials on the back. Yes, Reginald here, here to help you. Help you get on the way. We've got your package to get. How much did they tell you about what you have to do here?
Very little.
Ice plane.
Smuggling.
Lulu, the Holyfont, Celestial. Might die. My die kind of washed away some of the other information.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're seasoned adventurers. They've had people much, much lower levels do much harder things. I'm sure of it. So if you just come over here with me, I'll just show you what you're walking into. You look out a giant window as he walks you down a hall that opens onto a frozen, barren hellscape. Far away from you, you can see that wind is moving the snow and ice ahead of you. Farther away, you can see mountains, and if you focus on them long enough, you can see that they are moving, like forming and collapsing to avalanches all at the same time. And he says, this here, you're going to want to bundle up, and we're going to give you a little sweet little ride to get across the old tundra here. But you don't want to spend too much time outside without ye old protection. One of you's a nudist, I heard, right?
I mean, it from time to time.
Okay, don't.
He dabbles.
Just don't. It's not a...
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't yuck any yums. I don't make sure we do any of that. But it's for your own personal safety. You will lose it.
All right, that's fair.
In an instant.
I mean, that is a warning.
So come with me. I'll explain what you have to do here as we head back. He walks down another set of hallways to a big wardrobed area filled with winter clothes. Well, so there's a package out waiting by the vehicles there that you've got to take to the Shadowfell.
Dare I ask what is in the package?
The Celestials.
Oh, okay, good.
They did tell you about the Celestials, right? The three Celestials that they're smuggling?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, they didn't mention anything about this, what'd you call it, Shadowfell? Have any details on that?
Oh, yeah, so the big idea is they have to hop, skip, and jump through planes to make sure they get through the back door of Avernus without being detected by anybody from Avernus, if you know what I'm saying. So the next portal jump that you have to make is through the Shadowfell. Then you got to hand off the package to, he looks at a little notebook that he has, to some nice Vistani folks. Yeah. Flamboyant colors, big carriage, three of them. They'll come on some gray horses or something. It should all be pretty clear once you get there. But you land in the Shadowfell, you use, you know, a little portal getaway to get back out to where you got to go and, you know, Bob's your uncle. It's all good.
All right. Do we have a specific way to make these portals?
Here's the thing. So
To get to the Shadowfell, you need to collect what's known as, in some places, a sticker.
Okay.
We gonna go through like a supermarket checkout as a small child and maybe they'll give us one? Or
well,
oh, maybe we can come in with our own thing and they have to put a sticker on it saying that we haven't actually stolen it.
The sticker that it is a plainer sticker. And the only place to really get them is in the only real town in the Plane of Ice. And it's Telligan.
Sorry, come again?
Telligan. So it's a ways away, hence the vehicle. You got to cross the tundra. You might have to pass through some dangerous areas because it's the Plane of Ice. It's freaking cold. It's always moving.
So it's like one of those areas where, like, you don't slow down and you don't open the doors?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, and once we get to the town.
Telligan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will get a sticker.
Yeah, you get the sticker.
And the sticker is like a pass to another portal?
Like a pass.
Okay. A two-way?
Who has the sticker?
I mean,
so many questions.
It will allow you into the Shadowfell. It'll pop you up near the TSA. They'll let you walk right out into the old material plane.
Okay.
Where do we find the sticker? I imagine there's not like a ye old sticker shop.
It's a very small town. Not many. I don't know if you know this, but not many people, not many folks actually live here. So
I don't know why.
Yeah, no, we know nothing about this place.
Ice Plane of Hell. Like, it doesn't seem.
There's
awesome,
kind of like just a central convenience store.
OK.
You know, it's changed ownership a couple times over because the people died. Can't remember what it is now. It was Frank's. Could be Frank's. It's been a while since I've been there, though. My vacation time, I don't really spend at home, you know. I try and spend it elsewhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, sticker, you got the package, you got, I'm going to give you a vehicle. You're welcome to pick whatever wardrobe you want here. Just make sure it fits and it feels warm. I mean, it should be good. Any other questions? Any other things before you get your rolling?
You know what? I'm sure we'll find out later that we should have asked something.
Yeah,
but for now, I'm just going to ask. And I pull a jacket out and I say, does this come in white?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just over here. He goes and runs and grabs it to you. He says, oh, this one should fit you like a glove. And he puts it over your shoulders for you, or reaches up and puts it over your shoulders for you.
Right. Small cobalt.
Okay, I guess montage now?
Yeah. Trying on different outfits. Thea finds some like really like furry slip over boots that are like knee high. Mm-hmm. That go over her boots.
Sounds
of
levitation. Perfect for Thea. Sure, yeah, sure, that sure. Sounds just right. I would like to try a series of hats on Donnie. Obviously, hats are very important to him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He needs something very warm. Yeah, he's got to stay warm. I assume I find like the drabbest, most functional items to wear. So they're not pretty, but they just will absolutely do the job.
Are you sure you want? Because some of these look fancy. People like to sometimes dress fancy while they're out here in a barren house.
It's not really my thing.
Cool. I'll just checking.
Yeah. Flint tries on coat after coat after coat, eventually narrowing down his search to several different pea coats.
This one here, not fancy at all. You, sir, fancy from top to bottom.
Well, I mean, you know, figured, you know, new plane of existence, new Flint.
You like it. Very
He's
dapper.
Ready to reinvent himself here. Yes. Like,
and I mean, if I got to keep my clothes on, I'm at least going for something good.
That's fair. You know what? If you're looking for some good real estate, Telligan, it's full of it. Full of it. Dirt cheap, too. Can only go up from there. After your montage, you follow Reginald out to a garage. And inside, you see a large metallic vehicle. Its wheels are carved into saw blades. On the front, it has raking razors. and the entire body of it is built with scraps and bits of metal and hardened steel. On the tail, there is a sharp spike, and Reginald says, so we've been trying to outfit a few new vehicles, and this one is specifically attuned to, you know, helps us here. We kind of stole it from Avernus. You know, they've got a lot of them going on down there. We kind of converted it because they run it on, like, souls, and we don't want to do that.
No.
So we.
I mean, how do you run a vehicle on souls?
I mean, it's probably a story for another day, but they capture souls in coins and then they plunk it in. It's like a little machine that. It's
like a slot machine of souls?
Well, I mean, you put the soul coin in and it goes. Vroom, vroom, and you hear like.
Oh,
because
God.
The soul is being burned alive.
Holy shit.
Yeah, okay, so
that's. That's not what we need
that's
to do.
That's not what we're doing. We've converted it to cold power instead of soul power.
Wow. Oh. That's very clever.
Very clever. And
I came up with it.
A lot of that available. Cheap fuel. Very
cheap.
Smart.
Cheap fuel. You know what? We got a bag of cold right here for you. He puts down in the shape of coins, very frozen coin-shaped discs. Says we had to keep the size, but there's all magic on it. That you just plunk one in there. If you have to stop, you have to put another one in. You know how it goes.
One to start, one to stop?
No, if you stop, you need to put another one in to get going. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes, that makes sense.
And how many coins is there?
Plenty. Plenty of coins.
It's a big sack of coins.
Hold you to that, Russ Moore.
How many times are you starting and stopping?
Who knows?
Every 30 feet.
All right, what if there's a lot of beauty to take in and we want to stop and check things out?
It's a breathtaking...
hellscape.
Yeah.
I will give you 10 coins if you want a number on it.
Oh, God, I assumed it was like a lot.
That seems like Sophia.
That's a lot less than I was anticipating.
Sorry I asked, guys. He made it sound like there was going to be like 200.
True, it sounded like there was so many.
Well, there was so many. You forced my hand.
Oh, God.
Until we got sassy with it.
No stopping, folks. No stopping.
Everybody,
no sleep till Brooklyn.
Hey, everybody go pee now. Because we're not stopping out there.
No, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, Donnie, she's talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. You got a dragon-sized restroom? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just in the back there. He goes off to go pee. You guys seem much more prepared, asking more questions. Like the folks who handed off, they looked like they were in like up to their necks with stuff.
Hey, we don't know anyone else's story.
That's fair.
Wow.
Oh yeah, there's a package. Right, the package. He goes over to a storage container, pulls out this huge trunk.
Dude, okay. There are three Celestials crammed in here, and they've just been sitting in a box while we're talking about going pee and putting on different outfits?
Yeah.
I kneel close to the box and I go, I'm sorry, but I say it in Celestial, because I can speak Celestial.
Since when?
Since fucking always. Ha-ha! Boo-boo! I don't know why I brought the guns out, but I did.
He pulls out this rather large trunk. It looks like the same kind of construction as you see on Tibby. It came from and was fashioned in the plane of Mechanus. And it's got cogworks and gears all over it. He pulls it over and he says, yeah, the Celestials are in here. They haven't made too much fuss so far. I kept them in the back, you know, just in case they got, you know, a little rowdy or something. I don't know how Celestials roll. And he says, there's a little compass here. You just got to point, you know, due east. Due east.
Sure? I mean, you had to stop and think about it there for a minute.
I had to think of where I was. I sit in the same cubicle all the time, not really worried about directions. I got portals. They don't open to a direction. Sometimes they open upside down. Like,
oh, God, that would be very jarring. to come through on the ceiling and just have yourself a good fall.
Right? That's all I'm saying. Due east. You got to go out to Telegin. From there, you're going to swing a north. And then you might pass through the Sleeping Old Ones. And then
if we could just rewind a little bit.
Terminal.
Okay, let's back up.
To Telegin.
A little bit further.
To the CCC terminal.
In between there.
Yeah.
Sleeping Old One.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Who are the Sleeping Old Ones?
They're sleeping.
Okay. For how long?
Forever.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
then why'd you say it all weird like?
Well, because sometimes people get kind of weird. Like, they say there's like a voodoo thing that they like feel like they want to just, you know, go insane. Go mad. When they pass through that area.
Oh, and
see,
and
the tone that you're using does not jive with the words that you're using. So it's a little disconcerting for us.
Okay, let me lay it out for you here. The Sleeping Old Ones, they say, may have created it all way back in the day. Who knows? They're frozen. They're sleeping. We don't know.
This whole plane of hell? They may have created this whole plane of hell.
No, like everything.
Oh, everything.
Oh.
Everything. They say they may have. They're frozen, though, so nobody can really ask.
Wait, I thought you said they were sleeping.
Sleeping, frozen.
I mean, those are not the same things.
I mean, they're not awake.
Okay, that's fair, but those are still not the same things.
Oh, guys.
But this is why I didn't want to get into it. You would have just passed through, not even realized you were there.
Except going crazy, potentially?
Potentially.
Okay. So when you say sleeping old ones, they're just like three people out there. These are, like, gigantic, I'm assuming, like, monolithic creatures.
They are quite large.
Okay.
You, like I said, you might not even notice that you're passing through the area.
Is there anything we can do to maybe, like, prevent potential insanity? Like an insanity prophylactic, so to speak.
Like a Serenity Now situation?
I mean, you can just really center your zen, you know, just like.
All right.
It's really the quickest way.
All right. I've given up. Okay, nobody wake them.
So east and then north.
East and then north.
Okay. Sounds simple enough. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, we should go before we hear anything else that we're not going to like. But yet not be able to do anything about.
It's true. The more that we find out, the less I'm lying about this.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a rush of running water and Donnie comes out. He's like, they've got some cool toilets here. No. Hey, Boston, car in the yard. They got some cool crappers in here.
From toilets to crappers. From the mouths of baby dragons.
So are we going? Where are we going to?
We're going to go get a sticker, we're going to go crazy, and then we're going to go
stickers.
Home.
Sweet. Sounds like a party. Great. Like go crazy, like, yeah, we're going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. To an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Can't wait.
You pile into this vehicle. We need a vehicle driver.
I'm happy to drive.
Is anybody proficient? Is anybody vehicle proficient?
I am not.
So rarely
proficient.
Comes up.
I think Thea would try to drive the car by gesturing emphatically.
Did I dream that vehicle proficiency is a thing? Isn't that a thing?
It is definitely a thing.
I don't have it written down, but I feel like that's something that a soldier would be able to do.
Yeah, I would say so.
I also would say of the three of us, Flint would most likely be good at this.
Well, we're more nature-y.
Yeah, like we are both very nature-y.
I think Thea is probably really wowed. We have never seen anything like this before. Like a vehicle that's run on something that's not a horse and not a magical train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck? This thing's amazing. Throw that back in there a few minutes ago.
All right.
All right, let's get into this death trap, you guys.
Flint, you pull up into the helm. So as far as stations in this vehicle, there is the helm, which requires one crew and grants three quarters cover. There is a weapon station, a harpoon flinger, which requires one crew and grants half cover. And then the third and fourth person and or creature just have to do what they do.
I will
with
go
no cover.
No, you're like in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Or you can go outside.
Which is 100% cover.
Oh, so 100% cover. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you Mad Max it on a big pole that'll move back and forth?
Or a wall of speakers.
Ooh. I like
where
this is
going. I
guess
we're trying to be incognito. So we don't want someone outside playing an instrument.
Playing a horrible guitar riff the whole time.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh my God. It just reset me to 80 hit points.
Instead of short rest, did you hit short sword?
Did you somehow cut off a leg?
God, that made me panic. Okay, I'm back to 125, but I did not appreciate what just happened there. Sorry,
nobody
folks.
Liked it. Scary.
Like 80? Okay, well, going inside and I'm never coming out of this machine.
I mean, I assumed you were going inside anyway.
Well, no, I was going to man the
She's
harpoon.
She's the harpoon flinger.
Oh. Which is only half cover, but...
Okay, but the other option is inside full cover.
No, there's another weapon station that gives you three quarters cover.
No.
No,
isn't
that's
there two stations?
Oh,
the
that's
helm.
The helm.
Yeah. So Flint's driving in the helm. I
well,
assumed
maybe...
new Lara would be...
Yeah, let's trade
the
places.
Weaponing. Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to the Celestials
you, hey.
And just keep them calm.
And hang out with Donnie inside.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I'll all pop right. up and shoot an arrow if I have to.
You load in. You get behind the wheel. And there is a slot for your cold coins, or your cold fuel. There is a large steering wheel. There is a large mechanical lever that Reginald hops in. He's like, you just pop the coin in there. You just pull that down and see those pedals on the ground? One of them stops you, one of them starts you.
All right, cool. How's this thing for drifting?
I mean, it's the plane of ice. We got these saw blades on it, so less good for drifting. But I'm sure if you rolled high enough, you'd probably be able to swing it.
All right, good to know.
Okay, make a dexterity check as you begin to start and roll out there, Flint.
That is a 16.
You pop the coin in and you hear a large rumble as the engine starts up and you see steam shoot out the front and you feel like you're off to the races. You pop it in as far as Reginald told you to go. He says, all right, I'll open the gate and away you go. He closes the door to the vehicle. Runs back, closes a door, and then the large gate opens. You see wind, frost, and snow gust in as you set off into the tundra.
All right, here goes nothing.
So am I, like, standing under a bubble at the top and I can see things?
Yeah,
is
let's
it
say
like
that.
A, you know what I mean? Like,
yep, I think so.
Like some sort
all
of,
in
like,
the same
World War
inside
II fighter
area.
Pilot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slash inside a tank, like we're like all in kind of together and can talk to one another because it's not that big of a inside.
Yes.
Great.
That's not how it would be in hell, but because they're in the ice plane, that's how they've modified it. So yeah, you have a glass bubble above you that you can see out.
Cool.
You head east. You travel along the barren tundra for a long time without really seeing much of anything. You come to a large mountain range after traveling for several hours. Everybody who is looking outside or could be looking outside, make a perception check.
Donnie and I are playing slaps in the back.
I hate this game.
Your reflexes are shit, Donnie. Jesus.
23.
I had an 8, so that 23 is much better, sir.
It's a good thing you're driving.
Flint is so
he's
focused.
He's
focused.
Eyes closed.
Just
so laser
focused,
focused on the road.
Flint is the experiencing, road. Like, you know, that driver's hypnosis. You're just
the
on the
vision.
Road. because there's been nothing to see. You do notice that there are mountains coming up.
It's good. He's really keeping an eye on that compass so he knows we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, gotta keep us
east.
That's
important.
Nulara, you see a flash of movement up on the mountain. It looks like a insect-like creature, could be the size of a regular humanoid. You see the glint of what looks like metal shining as you see it run between a higher up portion of one of these mountains.
Guys, I just saw something up in the mountains. It seems weird because we're on an ice planet, but like some kind of giant bug.
Ew.
But like maybe metal, like I don't know. I saw like something glinting. It looked like metal just right up over kind of between the two peaks there.
I was really expecting furry creatures.
Yeah, me too.
Furry creatures.
I mean, maybe up close the giant bug's furry. Somehow that's worse.
That does seem terrible.
That does sound worse. I don't know. Keep your eyes peeled and shoot anything that moves. Well, wait, hold on. Maybe that's not the right way to go there.
I mean, as long as they're not making a move on us, I think we just
try and keep it cool.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Which is pretty easy on the ice plane.
Ha, good one, Flint.
Flint, make a dexterity saving throw.
That is a 19.
You're driving along, having been notified that there's something happening higher up, and you see about 20 feet in front of you a sheet of solid ice, 30 feet long and 10 feet high. You see this chute up in front of you, and you manage to turn and slide into the wall before impacting it. And you come to a stop right in front of the wall.
Oh, driving. Flint, what's going on?
We got like an ice wall situation here. I don't know what's happening.
I get up off of Donnie, because obviously we all slid into each other in the back.
Everybody roll for initiative.
What? Jesus.
Oh my god.
Ha ha ha! 19.
Oh, dang, Amy.
Oh, this fuck.
It's Bizarro World. I rolled a 1.
Yeah,
so
you
close.
Did.
So wow. That's a 9. But usually I'm always first. My initiative's so high.
Guys, I get to go first and then not at all again for 20 minutes.
There you go.
Yay.
I got a 12 for us.
Thea, you're up first and then not again for 20 minutes.
Right. The way God intended it. Okay, I'm going to run to the front and quickly poke my head where, like, totally taking up space in Nulara's bubble.
Yeah.
Personal and vehicular.
Sure.
What can I see? What am I fighting against?
You see a wall of ice, which you presume that Flint was trying to hit, but you see moving landscape of the mountains around you. Make a perception check.
I will perceive. A 25. Guys!
You think you see movement off and to the left of you. It jumps to the side a little farther off in the distance.
Guys, to the left, and I get, well, like there's, I'm gonna pop my head out, and do I have a target?
You pop your head out, make a constitution saving throw.
I will constitutionally save my throw. That's a nat 20!
Jesus!
What is
this? These are the best rolls you've ever had.
Alternate timeline, that makes sense.
Exactly. Right, yeah, Thea's great in this timeline. She sucks balls everywhere else.
You get hit by this blast of cold air that just sucks the air out of your lungs, but you manage to stable yourself, and you see in like the blizzardy haze the shape of some sort of insectoid humanoid creature.
About how far from me?
About 60 feet.
Okay, well I'm gonna flame his sphere big time. Because I can shoot that shit 60 feet. I extend my hand and I create a 5-foot sphere of fire and I shoot it in the direction of this insecta-humanoid creature. Mm-hmm. And it must take a dexterity saving throw. Also, I'm casting this at 5th level.
Okay. A dexterity saving throw.
Yes.
That's going to be a 16.
16 does not save. So at fifth level, he gets to take, or she or it, 5d6.
I'm going to stop you there.
Why?
You hit the creature, and you see it turn around now illuminated by the fire, and it holds its hands on top of the ball of flame, and it moves it aside.
Mm-mm. I scream, "You're going to pay for that!" And I scooch myself back down, and I'm like, you figure fire and ice, they're fucking opposites, god damn it. And that's what I continually mumble to myself as others take their turns.
Okay, Flint, you are up. You have some options being behind the wheel of this vehicle.
I'm so mad right now.
So bonus actions. You can start the Infernal War Machine's engine and or shut it off. You can cause the Infernal War Machine to take the dash or disengage action while the vehicle's engine is still running. Insert a soul coin or a cold coin and... But if you are choosing to continue moving, you must make a dexterity check to move the speed of the vehicle, which in this case is 100 feet. It also has crushing wheels if you were to run over somebody or something, and raking scythes off the front, which... you would just have to say, and then the creature has to make a dexterity saving throw on either of those. So if you are to move, you just have to make a dexterity check, and then based off of that, tells me how much you move.
All right, so the vehicle is no longer running right now, right?
That is correct.
And Amy and Thea has left the vehicle?
What?
Thea's popped back in.
I came back in. Yeah, I just popped my head out, threw a fireball for nothing, for wasting a fifth level spell slot, and I've come back down.
Okay. Am I able to see, does this ice wall, like, continue as far as the eye can see? Does it have a corner to it?
It's a total of 30 feet, so it goes kind of the full width of the pathway that you were following down, but as you are now in a mountainous range, it kind of goes up some sides there.
So it doesn't look like I could just, like, beetle around it too easily?
Make an intelligence. Would that be intelligence or wisdom? Wise about your intelligent about nature. Give me a nature check.
It's a 13.
Well, your direct pathway is blocked, but you feel like if you... did some sweet driving, which you've been driving for several hours now on smooth terrain. You feel like you could probably pop a wheelie and get up there.
Whoa.
All right, you guys
feeling
ready for
ambitious.
Some sweet driving?
Mm-hmm. I braced myself.
All right, so I have to roll a dex check in order to move the vehicle, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
This is exciting.
That's a 15.
Yes, so tell me what you are aiming to do. There is, like, stunts and stuff, but I don't think we need to worry
about that. I mean, that wheelie idea sounded pretty dope, I'm not gonna lie.
You do so. You rev up the engine, everybody hears it fire back up, and the steam begins pouring back out, which you see crystallize in front of you, and it coats the front of the windshield. As you begin moving forward, it clears off, and you make it up and around and to the side... and begin to move along kind of this slanted ridge. It is...
You the boss! I'm screaming from the back.
It is the creature's turn, which Thea saw pretty well. Make a nature check, or, a history check.
History? So a history... it's a 23.
You recognize it as an ice devil.
Guys, it's an ice devil up there. That... bastard caught my ball of fire.
It has a face that has, like, cockroach-like pincers, two giant golden eyes, an exoskeleton, and two more human-type arms, and a long body with a long, scaly...
alligator tail.
Alligator tail. Yeah, that's a good description of it, with two insectoid-like legs.
New Lara, kill it for me.
I don't like it.
It is...
It's yucky.
It is its turn. You hear a thump on the back of the vehicle. And that is what it can do. New Lara, it is your turn. So you can't see it right now from the bubble at the front.
But sometime I will be able to see it, and then I'm going to have some kind of harpoon I can use, correct?
Yeah, you've got harpoon weapon stuff. We'll get to that when you...
Okay. Well, it's on the vehicle now, so I don't really want to, like, pop out. But it's, like, right there. So can I ready an action so that when it is harpoonable, I can try and harpoon it?
Yes. So until your next turn, you are readying the action that if it comes in front or in view of where your range is, that you can shoot it. Yeah. Cool. All right. Back to Thea. Oh, sorry, Donnie. Donnie gets a turn. Two Donnies.
Right.
You did that on purpose.
It's been a while since we played with Nular and Donnie, so.
It has been. Donnie is going to pop out. He is going to try to fire breath the creepy crawly.
Okay, as he leaves, you must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Because it's cold.
Okay. That is an 18.
He too, it cracks open. So where's he going out? So we'll say there's a door nearer the helm, there's a door at the back, and there's a door on the roof. Where's he going out?
I guess nearer the back because he was inside. The way I was picturing, like, my, like, little gunner bubble, they're probably... It was pretty tight in there with Thea and I. I don't think Donnie fits in there with me.
No.
So yeah. I guess, like, kind of the back door.
Okay. So as he goes out, he's going to pass by this creature, though, and it's going to take a swipe at him with his...
Yuck hands.
Yuck hands.
Classic.
It's the
yuck
only
hands.
Kind he's got. Only yuck hands.
He's just going to swing with his claws, which might not hit. That's a 13.
That does hit.
Oh, all right. 13. Then he's going to take 10 slashing damage and 10 cold damage.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be extra disappointing when he sees that his fire breath does probably nothing. But let's try.
Can't he do another breath, though? Doesn't he have the option of, like, a different kind of breath?
Yes.
Because don't do fire.
Yes.
He heard me complain about what happened to my fire ball, so I think he would know.
Okay, sure. He's going to try and do his weakening breath.
Oh, yeah, weaken the shit out of that thing.
All right, what do I have to do?
You just have to take it, Russ.
Strength saving throw.
Just roll over and take it.
That's a 15.
Okay. Sorry, I've literally never used this attack before. The fire's usually such a hit.
The kids just love it.
They just love it.
It's all the rage these days.
I think it does nothing? It does nothing in that case. That's disappointing. Great. So Donnie does nothing. Just gets hurt pretty bad.
Did he come back in?
Yeah, he's going to come back in.
If he's going to come back in, he's going to take another swipe.
Oh, fuck, no. Stay there, Donnie.
But he didn't, like, come out. He just, like, stuck his face out.
Oh, okay. I thought he, like, came out.
No,
like,
no.
Full
he just,
winged
like,
out. Yeah. Okay, well, he still took a hit. Yeah,
I know, but come on.
Okay, yeah.
But he's not, like, fully out, turn around, go back in. Yeah.
I feel like he went like this.
Yes,
got
exactly.
Got it in the face and went
kind
like,
of. He kind of gophered up, got hurt real bad, did his breath, it did nothing, and then came back
he
in
was
like,
shook.
Fuck this.
He couldn't perform. Yeah.
Donnie comes back in, he's like, hey, New Lara, kill it for me, eh?
A lot of pressure, you guys, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Does Donnie close the door? Can he close the door?
Yeah. Door is closed and locked.
He opened it.
And
he better be able to close it.
Pulls the door closed behind him. It is back to Thea.
That's you, Amy.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not going to lie.
Is there windows? Like, can you do spells through windows? How does glass affect magic?
I think I just have to see the creature, right. But...
Usually there's a range of the spell starting.
Yeah, we can't... I can't see, like, up and then also back.
Yeah.
So your window is useless to me.
I know.
What a tricky
creature this is.
I know.
Hiding in the blind spots.
God. Okay, so Donnie went up through the back and got an opportunity to attack from the Ice Devil, right? Yep. So I don't want to go there. So I guess what I'm going to try to do...
So again, there's a door to the side and a door kind of up in the ceiling.
I'm going to poke my head up in the ceiling.
Okay.
Okay. So I do that.
Make a constitution saving throw.
All right. That's 15 plus 4, 19.
You're good.
Okay, I quickly, because god damn it's cold, I snap my fingers and do like a pew pew thing, and a stream of sparkly teal colored sparkle comes out of my finger, and as I cast a fairy fire on this sombitch, and now everyone has advantage against.
Do I not get a saving throw?
No, fuck you. Yeah, okay, it's a dexterity saving throw.
I believe that was a no, comma, fuck you.
Yeah, there's a hard con in there.
It's a 23.
Yeah, okay, fine. And then I go, and never mind, and I put the other gun up like, see you later. And I pop my head back down and close the door.
Okay, Flint, you are riding along the side. You begin to feel like the ground shift beneath you. Make a perception check.
Okay. That is a 9.
You feel like it's getting to be a bumpy ride. So you've passed the wall, but you get the feeling that you probably don't want to be up on the wall, on like the side of this where you are for very much longer.
All right. Can I kind of drift us back down towards the normal pathway?
Make a dexterity check.
Oh, that's much better. That's a 19.
Ooh.
Yeah, you quite easily glide back onto the path and bolt ahead unhindered for the next 100 feet.
As far as like actions and things are concerned,
You still get action. So
okay, can I ready an action that if I can like hear this thing moving on top of the car that I like slam the brakes on and maybe send it flying forward into like harpoonable range?
Yep, absolutely. It's the thing's turn. And that's its next move. So it moves along the top. So make a perception check to see if you hear it move.
15.
Yeah, you hear footsteps or like claw steps as it is working its way along this roof of this vehicle.
Would you say it skittles along?
Could skittle.
I give a little like, hang on, and I slam the brakes on.
I do not have time to hang on. I slam into Donnie.
Okay, make another dexterity check.
14.
You slam on the brakes, and the entire vehicle begins to spin. You hear the creature, the Ice Devil up above, begin to tumble and down and falls in front and onto the glass of where the vehicle is.
Do I have the wipers on so they're, like, hitting it in the face?
Yeah, you're like, ew.
And then you're hitting buttons on the dash and fire up the wipers and knock it off, and it rolls down onto the snow in front of, so where in the direction that where you were going. And it still gets a turn.
When does my readied action happen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
I was just thinking that. Is that what, I thought that's what you were saying.
Is it harpoonable now? What?
It is harpoonable now. I forgot you're ready to action.
Fuck yeah, harpoon it.
You're ready to action.
How do I harpoon it? What do I do? I don't know about this new weapon.
Just do it.
Just hit the trigger.
I just hit harpoon.
Yeah, it's just a big button that says harpoon.
So harpoon flinger. Ammunition 10 harpoons. You get a +7 to hit.
Great.
You have a range of 120 feet. And it does 2d8 +2 piercing damage.
Okay. So I just roll an attack roll. +7 is 16.
You see it fall off and fire the weapon, and it hits right beside where the ice devil was and skids through the ground. It stands up and leaps at the glass and begins... I'm not punching it, because that would be silly.
Maybe it's really dumb.
Fists.
No, it's not going to make fists. It is going
to... He starts juggling cats.
Yeah, juggle cats. It's that guy. It's that guy.
Oh, God.
You've wronged him. This is why we're here.
I hate that guy.
It's going to jump back up on the vehicle, and you hear it trying to open the top hatch, which it does not succeed at. So it's back on top of the vehicle. We are to Nulara now, your actual turn.
Obviously, the harpoon is not fully articulating. It is just pointing forward.
So if you look through the glass bubble that we've established...
But I can't shoot it.
You can see it, but yeah, it doesn't turn all the way around. So you've got like 180 degrees kind of left to right that you can reach.
Why don't I cast Wind Wall and see if I can, like, just, I don't know, blow it off of us.
Okay.
We can just peace out.
Tell me what I have to do and what it does.
Okay. On a focus point, 50 feet long, 15 foot high, 1 foot thick, wall of strong wind.
Okay.
I can shape it any way I choose, so in fact, like, I'm gonna try and have it, like, just more focused on this dude who's gross, okay, and I hate him. And he has to make a strength saving throw.
9.
Okay. So, he does not save, so he is going to take 3d8 bludgeoning damage.
Nice!
Okay. Have 3d8. That is 11. So 14 bludgeoning damage.
That's good damage.
It's some damage, so I'll take it.
Right? I don't think we've heard this thing yet.
I don't think so either.
I'm gonna say it failed so bad that your wind wall apparates and pushes it off of the vehicle and into the side bank of this trench that you're going down. Donnie's turn. Oh, sorry, unless you have other actions.
I mean, I could do another attack, but can I? Not really. Not going to get out and fight it with a sword, so.
Fair.
Okay, well, he's further away now, so I think Donnie is going to... I don't know. Maybe Donnie isn't that smart, and he's going to try and do his fire breath anyway, because... He wants to do something. He's not going to get out and bite it. So he's going to pop his head out the top because he'll be able to see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try and recharge his fire breath.
Okay.
Do you have to take another constitution saving throw?
Oh, yeah. He probably does.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Or is that just me who has to do that?
No, you're right. So that was 21.
Nice.
Yeah, he's fine with the cold.
So he did recharge his fire breath, which is great. So, he needs to make a dex save.
13.
So, it meets, it beats, so he is maybe going to take this damage. I'm just waiting for Russ to tell me that he doesn't, but let's pretend he's going to.
I mean, the little smirk Russ had on his face indicates right? otherwise. I mean,
yeah. So, Donnie lets his flame breath go, and the ice devil kind of rolls to the side, catching half of it, but it doesn't appear to do any real damage to him.
Jeez. Doesn't even make any sense.
Thea, does Donnie tuck back in?
Yeah, Donnie tucks back in and closes and locks the door behind him.
Thea.
Yeah. I scream, like, floor it! To Flint.
Sounds like it's a good strategy.
So are you taking the help action there, or are you...
No. Well, is it prone on, like, in a snowbank, essentially?
It is. You can't necessarily see that. Nobody's vocalized that.
Oh.
What about talking to your celestial friends? Do they have any advice for us?
They didn't talk back to me when I apologized to them, so I don't know. I whisper, I go, hey, you guys ever fight an ice devil? Got any insights here?
You hear a muffled, like,
yeah.
I think you'll be all fine.
Sorry, they think we'll be fine?
Yeah.
They think we'll be fine. So their soup's helpful.
That's good news.
I pop up out of the hatch. I take fucking cold damage, I guess.
What'd you roll?
A 7. I've been doing fine thus far.
You take 10 cold damage.
I go, sweet Jesus! And then I cast Toll the Dead. I point a pretend gnarled finger at it. I'm trying to totally intimidate it. And bells fill the air. Bell sounds, not just like bells.
Yep.
And then it must
lots throwing of bells at it.
Just, who knows? And they must make a wisdom saving throw.
27.
Jesus. Ice devils are wise as fuck, hey? This guy's a librarian in his day job.
Yes.
Right?
He's got pulled off the off
it doesn't
the
even
right.
take half my damage. I give it 2 birds, and then I go back down.
So what happens when you do this, though, is the dolorous sound begins to ring, and it vibrates the walls of this cavern. And you see, as you tuck your head back in, snow beginning to fall in an avalanche down towards you and the ice devil.
Guys, I did a bad thing. Flint, go, 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 go.
Flint, it's your turn.
Do you go, 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 go?
I believe we will be go, 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 going.
All right, we'll make a dexterity check.
Oh my God, what if he can't go?
That is a 18.
Oh, thank God.
You pop another coin into, that's 3 coins used.
3 coins so far, yep. I pull the gear and stomp on the pedal.
You floor it, and the saw blade wheels begin to churn as you kind of turn the vehicle, and it kicks up snow towards the ice devil, and you catch some traction, and it launches off just as the avalanche rushes over top of the ice devil.
Hey guys, I think I may have killed it inadvertently.
Someone wants to look. And
I mean, I wouldn't say we're home free yet, but so good job.
Thanks.
I'm looking. Do you want me to perceive it?
Yeah, do a perception.
In the parlance of the game that we're actually playing, should I try and perceive what is happening?
Do it.
21.
You look and you see kind of where it was. The whole vehicle was kind of fishtailing, giving you an in and out view. But you see it get entirely engulfed in this avalanche, and no movement from that position anymore.
Okay, I don't know if it's dead, you guys. I mean, it didn't. It got buried in snow, but I think it kind of likes the snow. But maybe deep enough. Hopefully, just deep enough to keep it off our ass, and we can get to town and get a sticker and get out of here.
And I totally meant to do that. So
it was great strategy. It really played out. I'm proud of you.
You continue driving for another hour or so until the cavern that you're in opens up.
May I heal Donnie in this time that we are driving?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
How long are we driving? Did you say a couple hours?
An hour.
I said an hour. That's a short rest.
Perfect. Love short rests.
Oh, good. He gets
short rests are my favorite.
When does he get back on a short rest?
Donnie gets his fire breath back, or his weakening breath. Neither of which have really like helped him. But
yeah. What about his hit points, though?
He would get one of his hit die back, I do believe. Correct. Well,
you can roll as many as you want. But yes.
Oh.
Yep. You've been traveling for about an hour, healing yourselves as necessary, and the cavern opens up and onto a small village. A small sign covered by mostly covered by snow, with the first 3 letters that you see, T-E-L, and the rest is covered in a snowbank.
Guys, I think we're at Telligan.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So what do we see? Does it look villagey? Is there, like, anything? Is it one stoplight in the corner store in a church? Or
are the roads real wide we can drive this monstrosity through it?
Or? Oh, absolutely. Okay. The roads are real wide.
The wheel wide.
Here in Telegin, we got the widest roads in the world.
The roads are really wide, and you are able to drive down them with no problem. Real estate is real real good in this place. You get a nice plot of land for the size of house that you have. Really good. You drive around some of the villages or some of the town. You see lights on in some of the houses, and you get to what you presume to be the center of this town. And you see what looks like it could be a corner store with a sign that says, "Not Frank's anymore."
I like it. These people are going to be witty.
I guess we're here. Let's get this sticker. It's a sticker, right?
It's a sticker.
We're looking for a sticker.
Seems really inconsequential. Like, you think it'd be like a medallion or...
Now, should I slowly circle the block so we keep these coins, or do you want to stop the cruiser here?
Well, I think our sticker gets us. And you know what? Maybe they have more coins for this machine.
Because theirs probably run on souls. I think this is the only one that runs on cold. I don't want any of those soul coins.
Well, no. The soul ones are just in Avernus. They stole these machines.
Oh, okay.
So. Well, do you want to keep it running? Maybe Nulara and I pop in and...
Just slow down.
We'll just tuck and roll.
All right. Works for me.
All right. Okay. Let's save these. Fuck these fucking coins. Carla?
Sorry. Seemed like the kind of thing he would be specific about. I didn't mean to force his hand.
It's okay. It's all right. It adds a level of worrying about your budget.
Now we've got like a speed thing happening.
We do. That's right. Don't go below 50. Keep going.
You walk into Not Frank's anymore, which is a very nice wood cabin style, like corner store, family owned and operated for a bajillion years kind of feel to it.
Only not.
They just keep adopting the previous families.
Right.
Yeah. Children?
No, store.
Oh.
Because they die, Amy.
Well, I know, but they must leave their children anyway.
You're making it so much darker than it needs to
Hello?
Be. Hello? Not Frank?
You hear a voice come from the back. He's like, yeah, it's Ben. And he comes out. He's a portly man. Big bushy beard, bald head, hair shooting out the sides.
Oh.
In kind of the Picard style hair growth.
So like the dude from Scrubs? Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Yep. It looks exactly like that. In a kind of a stained collared shirt. He walks out and says, What can I do you for? You're new around these parts. We don't get a lot of visitors.
But yeah. Hi. Sorry. Ben, was it?
Yep. Ben's. I didn't. It was easier to put up not anymore beside Frank's. That way it's a little more universal down the road. Not many people have signs. I'm the first one to think of that. You know, they've been changing signs here for centuries.
Oh, wow. Well, you're very clever. Really
very smart. Very smart. Because unless the guy's name is Frank,
exactly.
The sign's going to be accurate.
He could just take those down and then
you're
it becomes
right.
Frank's again.
There That's genius. It's right? a genius idea.
Thank you. I don't get enough appreciation for these sorts of things around this parts.
Wait. Hey, Nulara, because he's so... Do you think he might know anything about how to get a sticker?
Ah, sticker! What kind of sticker are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for a sticker to help us go to the
Shadowfell.
Fell.
The Chateaufell.
Shadow.
Sounds like a real nice place. Yeah. Much nicer than what I could afford to go to. I'm sure the Chateaufell. I don't know what kind of stickers they take at the Chateaufell. But we have stickers. I mean, are you just looking for like a sticker that's like says I was here in the plane of ice or like
yes,
you know,
one of those.
Yeah,
any kind of like interplanar kind of stickers or like
a portal sticker.
Portal sticker.
We got these cool ones over here. Come take a look at them. There,
please tell me he shows us some Hello Kitty stickers.
That's fun. Scratch and sniffs.
he shows you an entire case of stickers. One of which he points out specifically. He's like, you look like you might like these ones. It's the one with the little kitty cat face, little cute little bow up there. Yeah. Got those in a few decades ago.
Yeah, that's super cute.
Yep.
We're looking for something a little more functional to get us from one place to another.
I don't know what you're talking about, but if you're looking for something to say, you know, I was a tourist and I've been here, you probably just want one of these that says, like, I've been here. And he points to one. They're more like a magical sticker. Like if you look at it, see, you can see like the ice growing on the sticker, and it's like, it's kind of like growing and melting at the same time because it's warm in here. So it melts and grows and it looks real cool. Doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. Were those your idea too, Ben? Is this some of your marketing ideas?
I would like to credit for this sort of thing, but this one was Frank's idea. One was Frank's idea. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I'll take one.
Rest
of those.
His soul. He's frozen out in the street somewhere. That's the streets are paved in people.
Oh God!
Wow.
Saves on burial costs.
I'm not a marketing genius, but I'm going to say maybe don't put that on the sign. For the tail.
Stickers.
Do you want the sticker or not?
Yeah. Oh, I'll take a sticker.
Seems like you're in dire need of this sticker.
Are we?
I mean, it seems like it. You just keep talking about a sticker.
Yeah, no, I'll take one for sure. Yeah.
Great. How much is it worth to you?
Well, how much does it cost, Ben?
He covers up the sticker. 20 gold.
Oh, I only have 5.
5 gold.
Hey, I think that's a price I could deal with, and I give him 5 gold.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 5 gold. Oh, look at these. These aren't from this plane. I wonder if they take this currency at the bank. Interesting. All right.
Hey, Ben, you got a bathroom I can use?
Oh, sure I do. Back there in the corner. Long travels?
Yeah. You know, I have a rule anytime you stop. Just best to make use of the facilities while you can, you know?
Cool. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
You got to use the bathroom too? Yeah, it's just a single. You just got to, you know, little lock. He tosses you a big key with a big wooden plank attached to the end of it.
Because of all the people who come through and steal that fucking
bathroom key. Okay.
Not again.
That one was my idea. They, you know, they keep walking off with the keys, losing them in the snow.
Hard to find them between all those bodies.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to try and, like, because I don't understand what's happening. I'm going to try and look and see if there's, like, something hidden in the bathroom that is the thing we're looking for. You know, the secret hole where the magic stickers are in the convenience store bathroom.
I don't think that's the hole that's in the convenience store bathroom, but feel free to look through any hole you find.
So are you looking for the TSA office that you now have to drive to past the sleeping old ones?
No, I thought this was a fake sticker and we still need to find the real sticker.
Yeah, we're very confused about the sticker, Russ.
Yeah, I also have no idea what's happening with the sticker.
Is that the real sticker?
You're being very facetious and we're not sure.
It's a fucking sticker.
Oh my God. I thought we had to solve the sticker riddle now because the store.
I was looking around.
Oh, I guess the store doesn't sell the sticker. We need to find the sticker.
No, it's just
okay, well, in that case, I just do a quick number one and then I'm out of there.
Thea takes the key and passes you and also uses the bathroom. Just in case Russ makes us like roll for bladder or something like
just
that
in
later.
Case.
Well, thank you so much, Ben.
Ben, yeah. So great to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for buying the sticker. And hopefully it serves you well in your travels.
Was there only one sticker?
Of these types?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few of them.
Well, can I take 3 more and I give him 15 more gold?
You said you only had 5 gold.
Well, yeah, 5 gold for one sticker.
Putting it in the books. No negotiations on price moving forward at not Frank's anymore.
Yeah, that's very smart. You're a clever guy, Frank. And handsome to boot, and I give him a little wink.
He hands you the stickers and takes your gold.
I guess if you're going to sweet talk an old guy like me, that's the best I can do for you.
Look at Tom right now. Itch of the beard. All right. Stay frosty.
Did you almost call me Frank? I heard a f after that.
No.
It's not Frank's anymore.
It's not Frank's. I didn't call you Frank.
You hear him yelling as you leave and see Flint roll up.
We start jogging alongside the vehicle.
I like speed up a little bit every time you guys go to get in the vehicle.
What a dick.
You all get back on board. You begin to travel again. Make a dexterity check, Flint. Not you. You're not driving.
I do. Not picked you. Up my dice.
That is a 13.
So you continue to drive just fine. You remember which way you were going?
North.
You head north. You begin traveling for
the sleeping old ones.
You begin traveling for a few hours, and after about 3 hours, you get to a point when there's just it begins to darken. Like visually, it begins to get darker. Everybody, make a wisdom saving throw.
An insanity roll.
Here comes fuck.
9.
12, and only because my wisdom is a plus 10.
Well, that is very smart. 21.
Traditional Thea's coming back, you guys.
Flint, make a dex check at disadvantage.
Okay. First one is an 18. Second one is a 15.
You're keeping it on the road just fine. You begin to feel like maybe you want to drive down off a cliff. Thea, you begin having dark feelings as well. Nulari, you're fine.
Thea gets real quiet, kind of sits in the corner of the vehicle.
Flint, what are you doing?
Driving along, kind of thinking about these sleeping old ones. And I kind of call to the back. I think there's anything to what Reginald was talking about before.
Well, I mean, the whole world getting dark is pretty ominous. But, I mean, all we have to do is follow the compass, keep heading north. That's it. Are we going north?
New Lara and Thea make a perception check. Thea, disadvantage.
Well, thank God for that disadvantage. 12.
15.
No, hold on. Yep, sorry, 12.
New Lara says, are we still going north? Flint, you look down. You're not going north, but you don't feel the need to say anything. Thea, you look down at the case, and there is a compass on the case, and it's pointing east. Nulara, you see that the vehicle is, you feel it's a more wide open plane, so it's hard to tell which way you're going, but you feel like you've been slowly turning, and ahead of you, you see what looks like a dark ocean of kind of a mist ahead of you.
Well, we're probably all going to die in that.
Flint, are we going the right direction? I need you to answer me.
I mean, what really is the right direction?
What am I feeling here, Russ? Do I feel compelled to lie about it?
Like, I'm just in a car with a bunch of fucking emo teens right now.
You're overcome by sadness and madness, for lack of a better term. And you are currently driving towards a cliff face.
I mean, what does it really matter? We're going, aren't we?
Well, we definitely need to be heading in the right direction. You want me to take a turn? Maybe you want a little break. You want a little break? I could drive for a while.
No, I feel like I'm good, but I mean,
Nulara, you can make a persuasion check against Flint's insight.
Can I? Because I got a 7.
Uh-oh. Insight. All right. Ooh, my insight is a minus 1. Oh. It's a 3.
I mean, it all worked out in the end.
I guess it all did. It all worked
so,
out.
So, yeah, Flint, you feel persuaded that Nulara can take this last little leg for you.
You remember the tutorial on how to drive this bad boy? You good?
Yeah, one makes it go, one makes it stop. Let's keep things rolling and we'll do a real one of those cool quick changes. What do you say?
All right. Sure, yeah. I pop it in cruise control. She takes over.
Okay.
Put a brick on the gas
yeah,
pedal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, isn't that how every cruise control works?
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I use in my car. Okay, so I am driving now, and I am going to head us back in the correct direction, north, where we want to be heading.
Make a dexterity check.
Well, that's only a 10.
You see which direction that you were going exactly, and you turn it back north. And Flint, you go and sit in the back with Thea, and... I mean, you couple real sulky folks in the back.
Is Donnie now affected by this? I guess we didn't.
I rode for him. He's doing fine. He's having a nap in the back.
Oh, okay.
What if we were to just leave the Celestials here? What if we just open the box and let them deliver themselves?
How you guys doing back there? You want some tunes? You want me to play some music or?
You have anything, like, any slow ballads?
You have some Dashboard Confessional.
Donnie wakes up and says,
oh, yeah. Chris Carraraba.
Did you say Dashboard Confessional?
Because Donnie always has Dashboard Confessional with him.
Just cranked just all the time. Yeah. Wish I had
he
some
starts
lyrics.
Singing. He starts singing that Dashboard Confessional song for us.
Yeah, Dashboard Confessional, real emo shit all over the place. Thea and Flint make a wisdom check.
Check?
Or saving? Oh, minus 1 does not matter that time. That's an 18.
No, it was saving throw last time. So yeah, saving throw, sorry.
17. Thank God for that plus 10, am I right?
You guys... travel for a little while longer, Donnie serenading you with your sweet emo tracks, and you forget kind of about you forget about releasing the Celestials. And things begin to get much lighter, both your feeling towards the world as well as the environment around you.
At the end, we're all singing along.
Dashboard confessional.
Emo shit's all over the place. yeah. My man, Donnie, you've got a set of pipes on you.
I just felt like we needed a real pick-me-up at this moment.
It's true. Why haven't we been playing, like, travel games and sing-alongs? We've been
I
really
even
wasting that.
Travel Boggle. Ah! Didn't think to bust it out.
You bust out Travel Boggle, and another couple hours pass, and you make it to a solitary building that looks very similar to the one that you left with Reginald.
Guys, I think we might be here.
That, or we've just gone in one big-ass circle.
Oh, no. Do you think we went in a circle?
Oh, God.
I hope not.
You pull up to the building, and there's a similar garage. Snow is pushed up, but you see kind of the panels move up, and the snow falls into the garage. You drive in, and then hear the gate close behind you. Step out and see a door open and a small kobold run out and says, hey, you guys made it back there. That's great.
Reginald?
Yep.
But
it's me.
Wait.
Okay. What? Did we just go?
Yeah. Yeah, I needed you to go to get the sticker so we could put it on the thing.
But east and north does not a circle make.
No.
Well, see, the plane of ice is actually very spherical. So if you go kind of out one way and then up another way, you make it back here.
Huh.
Okay, I mean, I don't think my spatial skills are good enough to grasp what you're saying, but can you please just assure me that we're supposed to be back here with you, not at a different TSA? Okay.
Why didn't you just tell us that?
Well, I don't know. I thought it'd be more adventurous to think that you were on this quest to go out and like do a whole bunch of really great stuff, when in actual fact, I just need you to go on like a sticker run.
Oh my God. I take the stickers out of the pack. I'm like, I got a few, and I throw them at him.
I just need one. You guys can keep these other ones here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He puts the sticker on the case. You see the place he puts it on illuminates, and the cogwork falls into place. And before it, you see a shadowy veil of a portal open up. As well, last run you got to do. It'll get you home. You got to take this case through the portal there, meet with those Vistani, and hand off the case, and then they're supposed to open another portal, and then you'll be back in the old material plane. How'd it go? You guys have fun? It's a real good travel period in time right
now.
Yeah,
lots of downtime.
A lot of downtime. Fun fact, Ben, now running the store.
Good to know.
Not called Ben's, though.
No?
Not called Ben's.
Okay.
Not Frank's anymore.
So it's not Frank's, but it's not called Ben. What's it called?
It's called Frank's Anymore.
Yeah.
It's called Not Frank's. So quotes, Not Frank's Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. The like name of the store.
Not
he
anymore.
Just added a
yeah.
Not
Frank's so. Anymore.
Anymore.
Owned by Ben.
Owned by Ben.
He writes this down in his
doesn't know shit all about stickers.
Also, Little Surly, don't try to barter with him or bargain with him at all.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. But his facilities are clean. I give it four.
This interplanar Yelp review is 4 out of 5 snowflakes.
Right.
Clean, good facilities, good point, Thea.
He writes this down. Yeah, good.
Would stop again.
Would, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Not Frank's Anymore. Putting it on the must visit list for the Plane of Ice for the next folks through. Thank you for this.
Is the only thing on the list?
I've got the Sleeping Old Ones and then.
You can say the Sleeping Old Ones. We've already been through there. It's a little bit of a sad place.
I mean, you made it back. You're fine. I told you, you'd probably barely noticed.
I mean, look at these two, though, and you guys both have eyeliner on now. That's weird.
Yeah, I thought there was something different about your hair and the way you've done yourself up here. Mm. Different situations happen as people pass through, nevertheless. You just pass through onto the Shadowfell, and then hand that case off, and away you go.
And then we'll just, like, pop. Back to the material plane.
Oh, there'd be like another portal that opens up once they missed.
Do we need to know anything about the Shadowfell?
Stay away from the shadows. Just kind of don't venture very far from where you land. And you should be okay.
Are they going to meet us there? Are they already there? Are we going to wait for them?
It's kind of like a signal thing. The portal's been opened, so that signaled to them that they need to make a move.
Okay.
So they should be there pretty soon after you step through.
Okay, guys, let's do this.
Let's do it.
Thanks for everything.
It's real nice meeting you.
You, along with the case, begin to move through the portal into the Shadowfell. You see Reginald wave behind you as the portal closes, and you step through, and it feels very familiar, but at the same time, you feel Flint and Thea, what you felt with the sleeping, passing over or passing through the Sleeping Old Ones, you feel very much the same thing. Like energy and hope is being drawn from you. And as you get this feeling, as you step into the Shadowfell, you see mist roil up from beyond just a little hill, and you hear the clip-clopping of horses and a carriage come over the hill. You see a middle-aged couple seated at the front of this carriage, and a teenage girl. They all dress in very flamboyant clothes with many different colors, very floral patterns. And there are as they get closer, you see they have a multitude of extravagant flourishes, including jewelry and colored glass. They ride up to you and greet you and say, I see you have the case. You are the what was it? The Decimators of Dragons, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Wonderful. It is so good to see you. Would you like some food? Would you like something we have to offer you here?
Sure. Yeah.
Get some food, Maribel. And the daughter goes into the back and comes out with some bread and some fruit, hands them to you, and says, would you mind, good sir, helping me load the case up into the back of our carriage here?
Sure thing, yeah.
It's covered in, like, my alchemical romance stickers.
It's picked up a few more...
Thanks, girl!
That was a good joke.
Thank you! Thank you for appreciating it.
I liked it a lot.
It's picked up a few extra interplanet... We'll take care of those. We'll just rub those off. Get a little rubbing alcohol to get rid of those ones. That's fine. Yes. How did your travels go?
It was okay. Word of advice, though, I wouldn't ask these things for any help. They weren't too helpful.
Oh, okay. Good to know. We are specifically set to take it to the next adventuring group, but I will tell them.
How utterly useless they are.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That.
Although I'm sure it'll be very useful for the Holyphant.
Perfect. That's great. You hear from the case the sound of the Celestials as it's loaded into the back of the carriage. You hear it go, yeah, we knew you were on just a milk run, so we just thought you'd be okay.
Well, you were right. La-di-da.
Yeah, so it's fine.
All right, good luck.
The family loads back into the carriage and says, well, we will be off this way. He waves his hand over to the left and another a portal opens up. It's mist covered and much like when they appeared. And you see beyond it the tavern at Baldur's Gate. It says, we are off this way. We must be quick. It was a pleasure to meet you. I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Well, thank you.
And you as well. Be safe.
The man calls to the horses, Laszlo, Radu! He snaps the reins and they ride off into the mist, disappearing in this rolling blackness. And you...
walk through this fucking portal.
I guess we roll back through that portal.
Go back to the material plane.
You step back through and you see Tibby waiting there at the table and he says, well, that was quick. It was only like 20 minutes that you were gone.
Oh, time must not work the same there as here then.
Yeah, no, it's pretty quick trip there. So, up for catching up on old times?
Always.
Yeah, I could go for a pint.
Waiter brings you some and it fades out into a scene of recounting your trip and other things here on Dungeons & Dragons. We did it, guys. We got the sticker.
We got the sticker.
We sure did.
We went in a circle.
We had a sing-along.
Yep. Yeah.
We took turns driving. Sad. I mean, honestly, it was a pretty standard road trip. We stopped at a convenience store and went pee. We took turns driving. Things got
only
a bit
a
melancholy.
Few suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Just a nice road trip.
You know what? It's just an average day for us Dungeons & Dragons. And if you want to catch more of us, if you liked what we did here today, we'd love for you to come join us on our adventure. Please just visit dumbdragons.com or search for Dungeons & Dragons. That's D-U-M-B, Jens, G-E-O-N-S, and Dragons. Anywhere you can download podcasts. Thank you, everybody. Have fun on the next adventure.
Thank you.
The music in today's episode, Nowhere Land, Industrious Ferret, Investigations, Glitter Blast, Lost Time, Long Note 1, Long Note 2, and Long Note 4 are by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0.